Hello and welcome to the Innovative Missional Ministries podcast. I'm Jeff Heisner, video journalist and digital media director for the Michigan District. And today we're joined by Jenny Eller and Pastor Mark Schwichtenberg from St. John Rochester. And you've got a big week coming up. Why don't you explain a little bit about what you're doing and who you're helping?
Jeff, I just want to say thanks for asking us to be on this today. We have so much to give thanks for as God opens doors in our community. And we are gearing up for what we call the Churches Left the Building. It's a chance for, if you can picture, hundreds and hundreds of people going out to serve multiple locations throughout both our Rochester, Rochester Hills community, out into Pontiac, Detroit, you name it, where God opens a door for us to be the hands and feet of Jesus and make a difference eternally in His name. That's what this is all about, and doing it collectively over 3 days in multiple locations. That's in essence what it's all about.
Jenny, why don't you explain a little bit about how this whole idea came about?
Well, Jeff, I think we have a pastor here. We're so fortunate who listens to the evangelism heart of his people. And I think after several years of me saying, Pastor Mark, just let me run a soup kitchen out of the back door. We don't even have to tell anybody, okay? I'm telling him things like, let's buy a taco truck because I can feed everybody. Just, he heard that evangelism cry from me of the heart of not allowing people to not hear the word of God, or at least being capable of planting the seed of hope, not just to fill the pews here at St. John, but to open doors to the kingdom of heaven, that we're not losing souls, Jeff. And so I think Pastor Mark heard our heart, and we have people who want to partner with that. And you know what? When you dress up to go out to dinner with your wife or your husband, you're dressing your best for them. When we're in the public eye, shouldn't we look like we partner with our Heavenly Father and dress divinely, and that people should be able to see that calling in our actions as well as our words?
When we've had Jenny on our staff, it became very clear to shift her into a mission mobilization role, which has just been her passion for reaching out to our community and building relationships has been amazing. So a little bit on that.
So like you said, you're calling this The Church Has Left the Building. And this got started a couple years ago, correct?
It did, Jeff. And we also have had the wonderful opportunity to partner with Pastor John Trinkline. And so when I would talk to him about, you know, I want to get people out and knock on doors and see what we can do for the neighborhood, because we have this fantastic neighborhood right behind us that it's easy to reach out to your neighbors. And so he would give us insight, and we just started the ball rolling with that. And then we started just inviting our mission partners. How can we partner with you? Now, our mission partners are those organizations and other churches, inner city churches, that receive monthly support from our generous congregation here at St. John. So not only are we feeding in financially, but now we're saying, okay, we need to be with you in helping with your projects, helping with your building, so that the doors stay open and the word of God is getting out. And so this started to snowball. And the next thing, I don't even know, Jeff, how it started, other than I picked up the phone. And it was that simple. I picked up the phone and I called the mayor's office. And the woman on the other end said, well, you know, we really don't let people just call and talk to the mayor. And I went, yeah, I get that. But we have an opportunity that you can partner with St. John Lutheran Church here in Rochester, and you can use us as a resource for people who you know, that you can't reach out to. Well, they thought I was a lunatic. Let's just, you know, what do you mean some crazy church lady is calling us? But after a few phone calls, his assistant called me back. The mayor's assistant called me back and said, listen, we actually do need boots on the ground to help with stuff. And then she connected me with our city ordinance manager. His role in our city is to go door to door when there's a complaint on somebody's a homeowner's property is not being kept up, or it just look, and they're now getting fined. They get fined so much, Jeff, that their homes go into foreclosure because of the tax fines. Mm-hmm. And the city knows this is just that snowball effect that, you know, they're obligated to do. They don't want to have somebody out on the street. So now we are one of their resources, and they call and say, hey, we have this homeowner. Here's the address. Take a look. How can you help out? And our people here step up to do it, not just only, Jeff, for this big serve event, but year round, we have teams going out. And I just really feel that that's what we're called to do. We're showing Jesus and being the hands and feet. And yes, it's hard labor, but guess what? This is a called position. This is a position that God has called us to act. And he's wanting us to respond with a yes. So here we are responding with a yes.
And speaking about yeses to that call, and already for this upcoming serve event for us, and this is not the first time this woman has volunteered, but one of our first volunteers to sign up is 95 years old because she couldn't wait to get out and be the hands and feet of Jesus. She's so fired up to be part of this. It's really for all ages and intergenerational in the approach of it. You had originally asked, too, when did it all start? It was 2018 was our first event when Jenny started picking up the phone. And, you know, to think of so much has happened since then. One little side note to this that is just so amazing, and only the Lord could pull this off, is the fact that the mayor has since been baptized here at St. John, really through some of these interactions of him realizing as he searched the word and realized God's calling me to faith. If I was ever to connect somewhere, he realized this was the church. And just that's one example. But the residents, you know, we show up as a group of people to serve and clean up their property when neighbors are complaining and calling them out to the community. And they're asking, why would you do this for us? And the tears in their eyes, the stories that have come out of that, the opportunities to pray with residents and say that we're here really as ambassadors of the love of Christ. And how can we pray for you, not only to do this for you today, but how can we make a difference in your life in an ongoing way? It's been amazing.
Yeah, that is right? so cool. So you've got at least 12, probably a lot more, serving opportunities coming up, right? Yep. So where are you going? Who are you helping? And what are you doing?
So we have 19 areas this time that we're going to go to. We have several different homes in the community, as well as some of our church family. You know, this outreach is still inside our church family as well. And so we have some people that need some assistance, but we also are doing working with our mission partners that in the inner cities, and we're going to be making meals, doing repair work, replacing ceiling tiles, painting. We have one of the local homeless shelters that we work in. COVID had pretty much shut them down for their feeding portion. We're going in and we are cleaning their kitchen and getting it ready to go to gear up to start a new feeding, service time again. So there's just a lot going on, as well as this time we have some people that have said, hey, I don't want to go out into the community. It's just too far out of my comfort zone, but I want to serve the Lord. Is there something I can do for my home church? So we have several opportunities here on campus, freshening up our own mulch. You know, we want to look good when the community sees us. We want to represent the Lord well. So we're going to get our best dress clothing on for St. John as well. But there's also inside opportunities where we're putting together hygiene kits for the homeless, and that's going to happen in-house. We're putting together eyeglass kits, again, in-house. And so everybody of all ages, we have an opportunity for you to participate.
Oh, that's very cool. And I'm sure since 2018, this thing has gotten bigger and better and just kind of exploded. So what are the goals then for this year?
The goals for this year, you know what, Jeff, I really feel that And this was a struggle for me at the beginning, being a seed planter. I wanted to see, I was telling the Lord all the time, okay, let me see the harvest. Let me see. And I really struggled internally with that until I recognized that it's okay to be the seed planter and somebody gets the opportunity to do it. And so our goal is to just love on our community in such a way that they would recognize there's a difference and they'd be drawn to the Lord because they would recognize that difference in the way we carry ourselves, the way we present ourselves, the way that I have to go clean this yard for my church, or I have to go paint or help this person. It's a, we get to step out and do this and represent Jesus and represent him well.
Mm-hmm. Some examples of that too, as Jenny gets to the heart of it, I think of, personally for me, I remember being at a local bike shop in this area and was there and somebody called my name across the shop, who was from our church. They say, "Hey, Pastor Mark, how you doing?" And one of the employees at the shop that was helping me overheard this. And he said, "Well, wait a minute, you're a pastor?" And I said, "I guess now you know, and I'm out of Cognito." And he said, "What church?" And I said, "St. John." He says, "You're that church that goes out and serves. You're that church that does that food truck thing." And he's like, "What church does that?" And he was just so blown away. And what we've been grateful for, just God opens the door for when the name St. John Lutheran Church and School is heard, it's a place of compassion, place of love. It's where the gospel is present there. And for people to connect that, it may not mean they come and worship with us, at least not now. It might mean it just keeps that door open, that if God does lead somebody to know him, this just kind of nudges it a little further. As Jenny said, we want to clinch the deal. But maybe that isn't what this is about. This is really just about breaking down barriers and walls to let people know we are here, we care, we love them, and we're present. We're part of this community.
That's so cool. If other churches are kind of looking to do something like this, how difficult is it to set something up like this? And share some of the ways that they can be effective in doing this.
I think, Jeff, most churches, they start within their own church family. We all live, you know, it might not be convenient for us. It might not be easy to do this, but we have this opportunity. Start with those people who trust you already, who are part of your church family, who need the help. And breaking down those walls, that's still a process, Jeff, because none of us want to admit that we need help or that we're struggling to the point that we can't rake our own yard. But we all have parents and grandparents who, at some point in time, we need to honor those people. They have served and they have brought us up and, you know, under their guidance. And the legacy of the Lord is in our church. So let's continue to hand that down by training ourselves and the younger generations to honor the Lord by serving those people who have gone before us too. So that's the easy start. Mm-hmm. If other churches have mission partners, especially in the inner city, we know how they struggle financially, but just even showing up to an inner city mission church's service, okay, and being able to talk to hurting homeless people as if they're people. And that there's a learning curve there, Jeff. I mean, I had a learning curve with that too. And then once you master working with your own people, then maybe you're ready to go out and love on people who don't necessarily want to be loved on. Because most of the people that we help in the community, they weren't the people knocking on the door of the church for help. It was somebody else who had complained about them. There's one association, homeowners association, Jeff, that's fairly close here to the church, and it is in a more affluent area. And I got a phone call from the city ordinance manager, and he said, "Jenny, can you guys go and look at these couple homes?" And I went and looked at this house. The pool was covered with the pool tarp, and it was a beautiful in-ground pool. The weeds were growing up through the pool, from the bottom of the pool up through the tarp. The back porch, you could no longer see. It was covered in vines. The front door, you could not even approach. And this was in a very nice, affluent sub. The neighbors had all complained to the city about this. We go there. I talk to the man. He's sick. He has cancer. He can't get out of bed. He can't take care of himself. He's alone. And so I get to talk to him. I get to say, hey, we're going to come in if it's all right with you, and we are going to clear off your deck so you can get some sunlight in. It opens doors. Doing this work, Jeff, opens doors. We get to pray over this man who is recouping now after he's had cancer treatments. And so that's, but it also opened up the eyesight of the homeowners association, the neighbors around, that, hey, this man lives next door to me, and I could have knocked on his door and tried to help. This homeowners association now, because the church reached out to their people, they now come back to us every Thanksgiving, and they say, how many families can we make a Thanksgiving meal basket for, and you guys can pass out? And so now, we've got these, this community connection with not just the city, but with the homeowners associations and different subdivision people who are reaching out saying, we know you do this. And so again, it's as simple as picking up the phone, and you have to be persistent, because you are going to get you're going to get no's. You're going to get, what do you think? You can talk to the mayor? Yeah, I thought maybe I possibly could. But when we step out and trust the Lord, Jeff, you know, we start doing little things. He's going to trust us with those bigger things. And I feel that's how this has escalated. It's not us. It's not what we're doing. It's what God is doing.
Pastor, what would you tell another pastor that he has a crazy, and Jenny, I mean this in a good way, a crazy leader who comes to them and says, hey, I want to do this. I've got this crazy big idea. We're going to go help everybody in the community. What advice would you give to that pastor?
I would first of all say, if you don't know who that person is, be praying for God to reveal who that person is, because I guarantee you that person is out there. And it's a matter of connecting and having these conversations and saying, what if? What would it look like? I don't think we ever dreamed back in 2018 how this would open the door for many ways of thinking differently about our community. And it is such a key thing that it helps us to look beyond ourselves and to realize, man, we are so blessed. And the resources that we have are such a gift, not only to our own church and our schools or ministries, but to start to just think differently. How can we share what we have with the community at large? So pastors, what are you waiting for? It's as easy as Jenny said, and make a phone call. Maybe you're that contact, or maybe find a staff member, maybe find an individual in your church and ask them, what do you think about this idea? And I guarantee you, the more you cast some vision about this, how can you not get excited about what it does for the Lord's work in your own community? I mean, we are in a mission field around us every day. I think we all know that. But what does it look like to be the hands and feet of Jesus? And this is one way we found that makes a huge inroad and impact instantly, often before us. But one thing I'd share too, you want to talk about an intergenerational way to get people to serve together and build a sense of unity. And our mission motto here is one in Jesus, reaching many. And this is like the essence of that, is we come together as one, in a specific way to go and serve, and at the same time reaching people with the love of Christ in our community through it intergenerationally. And I mentioned that the 95-year-old down through little kids serving with their parents and saying, hey, this is what it looks like to be a family in Christ out serving. Mm-hmm. And then realize too, there's always something for somebody to do. Whether it be, hey, I can't do heavy things or work or get my hands dirty. Well, sometimes those are the perfect people who have maybe the gift of hospitality or a comfort level with praying with people. And we love to have people visiting with a homeowner, for instance, while others are out serving, getting their hands dirty. They're inside hearing their stories and have an opportunity to share Christ in that way relationally. So It is really a team aspect or a team approach in this whole deal intergenerationally as well.
That is so cool. And people can still get involved, and even if you're not a member, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead.
And the way to do that,
visit
our website. It's stjohnrochester.org, and it's right on our homepage. It's a sign-up link to learn more about the church that's left the building. And by the way, you'll see the logo is two hands coming together. And kind of the impetus for this goes back to when we were thinking about this, you know, when a lot of us grew up, we were taught the little hand game where here's the church, here's the steeple, open the doors and see what all the people. And then you start reading the Bible and you realize that is actually not what the Bible teaches. The church has never been a building. It's always been the people of God that Christ died for and redeemed to be his people. And this is our chance to just remind not only our own people, but our community. That's what it is to be the church. Church has left the building, and what a great way to do that.
Oh, so cool. Jenny, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us, and thank you so much for sharing the stories. Just some amazing stories, and really can feel what you guys are doing, and even just through this podcast. It's awesome.
Excellent.
Thank you, Jeff.
And we also want to thank you, the listener, for making this podcast part of your day. God bless. Thank you.